We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Tzadi Vav, which is on page 256. Sheyimna kol hatirdos kidei sheyechaven. That a person should remove anything that will bother him during his Shmoneh Esrei in order that he should have the proper kavana. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aluk, Keshehu mispalel, when a person is davening, lo yechos biyodo tefillin, he should not be holding in his hand tefillin, velo sefer mikisve hakodesh, he should not be holding any kind of sefer or Megillah, or Sefer Torah, v'lo ka'ora maleya, and not a plate that is full, v'lo sakin, not a knife, umaos, or money, v'kikar, or a loaf of bread, mipnei shalibo aleihem shalo yiplu, because all these things, his heart is going to be upon them that they shouldn't fall, v'yitareid v'sisbatel kavanaso, and he'll be bothered by it, and it will interrupt his kavanah. The lulav bizmano mutter lechos biyado. However, a lulav on Sukkos, you are allowed to hold in your hand during davening. Kevan sheha achiza biyado hi mitzvah eino nitrad bishvilo. Since just the holding of the lulav itself, the lulav and esrog itself, is a mitzvah, he will not be bothered in his tefillah because of the mitzvah that he is holding. So the Mishabura says in Sefkatan Aleph, Kishu Mispal, when a person is davening, Bir Primi Godim Kosav Dehu Adin Bishas Kriyashma Upsuke Dezimra. The Primi Godim says the same din of holding things applies as well as in Kriyashma and in Psuke Dezimra. Sefkatan Beis, the Mishabura says, you should not hold these items. Ubidiyevid Ein Tzarech Lachzor Ulehispalo. But Bidiyevid, if you held these items, you do not have to go back and daven again, imlo sheyodea sheayidei ze lo kivein ba'avos. Unless you realize that through your holding these items, it ruined your kavana in the first bracha, which is ma'akev in Shmona Esrei, then you would have to go back. Now in the Shaar Tzion in Os Beis, he writes that this is from the Taz, and then the Chavetz Chaim adds on, v'nirli debeze yachzor af bizmanenu sheimlo yochazem yechavein. It appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, that in this case, when you're holding something and you realize that because you were holding it, you didn't have kavana in Avos, that even nowadays you would go back if you did not have kavana because of the holding. And the pshat is that even though we're going to see later the Ramah holds, and nowadays if we don't have kavana for the first bracha, which really is ma'ake, we say don't go back because you probably won't have kavana the second time either. But over here, since your lack of kavana in the bracha of Avos was attributed to the fact that you were holding something, so then we have reason to believe if you do go back, that you will have kavana. And therefore, since in this case you realize that because you were holding it, you do not have kavana in Avos, you would go back even bizman hazeh. The Mishabura continues and says, "Umutar hashatz lahachzik asefer Torah biyado b'shabbos k'sheomer yekum perkon." The Shliach Tzibur is allowed to hold the sefer Torah in his hands on Shabbos when he says the tefillah of yekum perkon, which is not our minog nowadays to hold it. Dekevan shekavanoso oz lehispalel alom de Torah. Since in the tefillah of yekum perkon, the kavana is to daven for those who are learning Torah. Al kein machzik ha-sefer Torah biyado, and that's the reason why you're holding onto the sefer Torah, because you're davening for those who learn Torah. V'lo l'shem shmira, you're not holding it because of shmira. And the meila v'havei kimo lulav bizmano. Therefore, holding the sefer Torah during yekum perkon is like holding a lulav during Sukkos, and it's mutter. V'chein mutter lahachzik b'shoa shemavarchin achodesh. And so too, you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah when you are benching Rosh Chodesh. So let's look at a couple of interesting notes over here. We'll first look at note number 3. We'll start on the third line of note number 3, which connects the Purim as we're approaching Purim. Uba Purim kasa b'bir alocha l'kamon. When it comes to Purim, the Bir Alocha says later on, sheyesh lahachzir es ha-Sefer Torah kodem kriyas ha-Megillah. It is appropriate in Shacharis to return the Sefer Torah back to the Aron before you read the Megillah. Mishum sheyesh chash, because there's a concern, she'ochso, the one who's holding the Sefer Torah, yitein libo al ha-Sefer Torah, he'll be focused too much on the Sefer Torah, v'lo yechavin lishmo es kriyas ha-Megillah, and he won't have kavanah to hear the Megillah properly. And therefore, even though we see over here some heterim holding a Sefer Torah, doing a kumperkon, during benching of Rosh Chodesh, however, the Bir Alocha tells us in Hilchos Purim that one should not hold it during the Megillah, because there he has to have special kavana for Megillas Esther. In the notes weiter, in note number 5, actually we'll see note number 4 first. In note number 4 is going on that which the Mishabura said, that to hold it during your Kumpurkan, since you're davening for the Lom De Torah, it's okay, it's like a lulav. And the Ritva explains why holding a lulav during Shmoneh Esrei on Sukkos is okay. Ubir haritva besukkah mem aleph amabez shekevan shemitzvas lulav chaviva alav. since the mitzvah of lulav is very dear to him, even though you're turning your attention to the lulav a little bit, still you're not turning your heart to wasteful thoughts, because it's likely that through the endearment of this mitzvah of lulav, yaskirenu lechaven Yosef b'tfila. The Ritva says that somehow through the chibuv and the mitzvah of lulav, that will remind you to the mechavin more in your tefillah. And therefore, the mitzvah of lulav esrog on sukkahs is not considered a distraction to the kavana that you're supposed to be having during davening. In note number 5, he says, ubizmaneinu, nowadays, talking about the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, and how we're saying that you could hold the lulav and esrog during Shemoneh Esrei on Sukkos. Nowadays, the Mishabur tells us later on, Shemisha Masig as a lulav b'shasa tefila milchsi kiyura. One who is actually holding a lulav and esrog during Shemoneh Esrei nowadays, that would be considered gaiva. Imlo shemufursim lemadakti b'maisav. Unless he's known as a big tzaddik, that you're showing that you could have kavana in your tefila while you're holding the mitzvah and it's so chaviv to you, that would be considered gaiva dik, and it would be inappropriate unless you're someone on a very high madrega. In note number 6 is going on that which Mishnah Berurah said that you could also hold the Sefer Torah while you're benching Rosh Chodesh. So he says, "Ubetam adover kosav amakor chaim." The reason why that's okay is shayidei achzokas haSefer Torah, through holding the Sefer Torah, hatchinos vaabrachos yiskablu yoser. Then your requests and your brachos will be accepted more, and therefore it's okay when you're making these requests when you're benching Rosh Chodesh to be holding the Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sif Gimel. In the first wide line on 256, below Sefer, when a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, he should not be holding tefillin and not a Sefer. V'hu adin kol svarim shalonu. Besides the svarim that the Mechaber is referring to, which is Sifrei Torah, Sifrei Tanakh, that are in a scroll, also the svarim that we have that are svarim, also that are books, should not be held during Shemoneh Esrei. In addition, we said you should not hold a plate that is full, Sifkat and Dalid, Ka'ara Malaya, Shalibo Alea, Shalo Yishafech Mimena, because your heart is concerned if you're holding a plate with stuff on it that it shouldn't spill and everything will fall off the plate. Ubisakin, and when it comes to a knife, the reason is you're concerned, Shalo Yipo Loretz Vitaka Biraglo. If you're holding a knife, you're afraid the knife might fall and stab you in the foot, and therefore you can't focus on your tefillah. Ubimos, and the concern of holding money when you're davening is shelo yispazru, the money shouldn't get scattered. The afim heim tsururim, and even if you're holding the money and it's wrapped together, tarit shema yodu, you're still worried that maybe you'll lose it. Imlo sheyochazam beofen lekelomecha shema yovedu, unless you're holding onto the money in a way that you're not concerned it will get lost, like it's in your wallet, in your back pocket, so your mind doesn't have to be on it during Shemoneh Esrei, then it would be okay lechora. But holding it in your hand, and there's more of a concern, that would be forbidden. The kosa bevirke Yosef to huadin the aser lahoshiv tinok lefana vishas tefila. One should also not have a baby in front of him when he's davening, because again, obviously, his mind's going to be on the baby and he's not going to be focused on his tefila. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Hay. Sifkatan Hay is going on that which we gave a list of things you shouldn't be holding during davening, and one was maos, and one was a loaf of bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'dafka hani, dafka these things that are listed in the Mechaber are usher to hold during davening. Shim yiplu yesh b'em hefser o yazikulo. All the things listed, if they fall, there's a concern they'll get ruined, they'll get lost, or that it could possibly damage you. Therefore, there's a specific reason why you shouldn't hold it, because you're worried about a specific thing of losing it or getting hurt. Aval sha'ar dvarim mutar lechos. But other things that you're not worried it's going to hurt you, you're not worried about losing it, then you would be allowed to hold it. However, v'yesh omrim dahani lavdafka, some say no, this list the Mechaber gives is not an exhaustive list, it's not a full list, it's lavdafka. Ela urcha de milsa nokar, it's just giving us the most common scenarios of what you would have there to hold. V'hu adin she'ein litol shum dover b'yodo b'shas ha'tfila. But you should absolutely not be holding anything while you are davening, this is just a list, it applies to everything, the list is lavdafka. V'chein hiskim ha'taz, and that's what the Taz agrees to, that you should not be holding anything during davening.
I don't see it over here, but I know that's also to hold a child by davening.
Yeah, I assume that's... So if he's saying you shouldn't even have the child in front of you, so right. Certainly you shouldn't be holding the child.
The previous Mishnah Berurah, we discussed that sometimes you could do things like sitting down when you're on a plane, if you have more kavana.
If you have more kavana.
I know for myself, I know many other people, when you have a child crying in front of you...
So Yitzchak's asking a good question. If you're alone with a baby And the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have the baby in front of you. Certainly, Lechori, you shouldn't be holding the baby, but if that's the only option, and you would have more kavana holding the baby than having the baby on the floor crying and bending down and putting the pacifier, and could be Eino Chanami, it would be better in that case to hold the baby. Whatever, like you're saying, you know, these are not ideal situations, but you have to do the best that you can where you feel your kavana would be the best. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis the Katan Vav, that's going on which the Mechaber said, the reason you shouldn't hold all these things is because your heart will be on them that you shouldn't fall. It needs investigation if it would be allowed to hold tefillin or a sefer Torah in your hands. In the case where you're worried, your tefillin's down there, you're in a bus station somewhere in Manhattan, and you're worried that someone might walk away with your tefillin, so it needs Ian if you could hold your tefillin in that case, because you're doing it to prevent them from getting stolen. The efshir, the hitirlo, it could be in that case, it would be mutter. Could you tap into what Yitzchak just said? If you're going to be looking the whole time at your tefillin that's going to be in front of you, you'll have much more kavanah if you're holding it. Could be that's the svara where the Prima Gadim says that it's efshir de hitirulo. So if katan zayin goes in that which the mechaber says that the lulav on sukkis, it's mutter to hold because that is a mitzvah and it won't be distracting. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Zayin, nafal sefer al ha'aretz ve'eno yachal l'chavin. Very interesting halacha. You're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and all of a sudden you see a sefer falls to the ground. And it's really bothering you. You can't have kavana. Mutter lahagbio. You're allowed to pick it up in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Kishe yisayim habracha shu omed ba. When you finish the bracha that you're in the middle of, finish the bracha and pick up the sefer if it is distracting you from your kavana. It's just bothering you. You can't focus on your Shmon Esrei because the sefer's on the floor. Finish your bracha, pick up the sefer. If you're allowed to walk to pick up the sefer, that's discussed in note number 9. Possible you can even walk. In note number 1, he writes, the imtsarach lakor es raglav utsarach zeh. If you need to uproot your feet and to walk for that need to get the sefer. So hisbar lekamon shekashiyesh davar shem afriel lelachavin. We're going to see later on when there is something that is distracting you from your kavana. Mutter lo lozes mumakomo. You are allowed to leave from your place. But ulai hu adim bazeh. It could be that if it's mamish distracting you from your kavana because you see the sefer 7 feet away, it could be possibly that you could uproot your feet, walk there, and pick up the sefer. But the Mishnah Berurah says vayter ve'ilav hachi. But if not so, meaning if it is not distracting you, you're not bothered by it being on the floor. You just see it there, lo yafsik. Don't interrupt your Shmon Esrei and leave the sefer on the floor. The kol shekein she'ein likrots be'etzva v'kayotze b'shas tefila. And certainly one should not be snapping with his fingers or similar things, motioning to people while he is in the middle of davening. Im hischil lehispalo Shmon Esrei v'nisbalbel. A person started davening Shmon Esrei and he got confused. Mutter leilech lomakom hayadua lo likach misham sidr. You can walk to a place where you know there will be a sidr to get a sidr. So you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you came in a little late, you went right to your place, you started davening by heart, and you're getting confused during the davening, you're allowed to walk to the shelf and get a sidr. So there's a few interesting notes over here. We'll begin with note number 10. Note number 10, he writes, again, they'll get to Purim, which is coming up. Vim eino nizkar es nusach al hanisim, baal peh. You started davening Shmon Esrei by heart, not realizing it was Chanukah of Purim, and they realized, oh my gosh, I have to say Al Nisim. So Rechaim Kinevsky says, "Sheyitochin shegam l'tzarech zeh mutter l'lechas l'oron l'kacha sidur." It's very likely that even for Al Nisim, you'd be able to walk in the middle of Shmon Esrei to the shelf to get a sidur. The afal pishim lo amaro enam akiv. Even though Al Nisim is not makiv, if you skip it altogether, you're okay with Shmon Esrei. Afal pikein, Rechaim Kinevsky says it's very likely that it would be okay to walk to the shelf to get a sidur to make sure that you say Al Nisim properly. In note number 11, he writes that which we said you could uproot your feet to go to the shelf to get a sidr. However, v'im yochol lirmos la'acher sheyavi lo sidr. Sometimes the guy next to you just finished Shmon Esrei. You came in a little late. You can just motion him to pass you the sidr, or someone who's not in the middle of Shmon Esrei to get you a sidr. If you're able to do that, odiv shi'asa kein. It's better to motion to someone else. V'lo yelechu la'atzma lo'avio. Better if you can get someone else to go to the shelf for you. That's better than walking in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Like it's mashma later on, that if a child is ruining your davening, is interrupting your davening, it's better to be merames, to hint to him to be quiet, than to walk away from your place in the Shmon Esrei. But if it doesn't help to hint to him, to be merames to him, then you're allowed to walk away. So here also, ideally you should be merames to someone to bring you a sitter. If that's not possible, then of course you could do like the Mishnah Berurah says, and go get a sitter yourself. And look at note number 13, another very important note. V'chein im mistapik be'ezid din ha-shayach l'tfila. Let's say it's right after Sukkis, and you forgot Mashiv HaRuach. And you realize it 4 brachos later, and you forgot the halacha. Do I go back? Do I not go back? What do I do? You forgot the halacha. So kigon sheshachach lahaskir dover. For example, you forgot to mention something. You forgot mashiv haruach. You forgot yalav yavo. The ain yodeim tzarach lach. So you don't know the halacha. If you have to go back or not. So the Mishabura says later on, you can walk to the Svarim shelf in Milosh Moneshe, look up the halacha, and that's okay. Let's say you're not so learned, you can't find it in English, and you're not able to look up the halacha. You can ask someone in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I forgot Mashif HaRuach, what should I do? You're allowed to do that. And even if this pause to go look it up in the Sefer, to go ask the Shaila, takes you the amount of time that you could have said the entire Shemoneh Esrei, which we've said at times that if you pause the amount of time it takes to say the Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning. But in this case, Rav Yashiv says, you'll only go back to the place where you stopped. And the reason for that is, I assume, is because when we learned that you go back to the beginning, when you pause in the middle, the amount of time it takes to say the whole thing, that's only if you pause because of an ones. Like there's something dirty that you can't daven, or you have something on your goof that's not clean that you can't daven, if it's because of an ones. But here it's not because of an ones. It's not that you don't have to stop. You know, you're just not clear on something. But there's no ones that's causing you to stop in the middle. I guess it's not so pasha because maybe this is an ones. You don't know if you should go right. You don't know what you should do. So it could be, I guess that's the clear. But Rav Yashiv paskins that in this case, usually when we talk about the ones, it's an ones machmas tinuf, machmas something that's smelly that you can't daven, or you're dirty, you can't daven. That's usually where we find that if you pause the amount of time it takes to say El Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning. This case, I guess that's why it's even a shaila, because it is an ones, because you're not sure, it might be brach levatola. But lemaisa, Rav Yashiv paskins that you go back just to the place where you left off. Yes, Alex? That's what I'm saying. It is an ones. It's an ones, but it's a different type of ones that we normally find. Normally, the Mishnah Berurah said it, an ones because the place is dirty or you're dirty. This is an ones, but it's a different type of ones, so that's why the halacha will be different. Let's go weiter halacha beis. We're on 256 halacha beis. Mutter lechos machzor tfilos biyodo b'shoshe misbalil. You are allowed to hold a machzor of tfilos, otherwise known as a sitter, in your hands while you are davening. Even though it's if Aleph, we mentioned all the things you shouldn't be holding. And Sibbeis, we say you can't hold a sitter for obvious reasons. Ho will vitofes lutzorech tfila atzma lotorid. Since you're holding it for the needs of the tfila itself, it's not a distraction to you. The whole point of not holding a knife or not holding money is because you're afraid it's going to get lost, you're afraid it's going to hurt you, and therefore it would be a distraction. But holding a sitter during Shemoneh Esrei is fakir that helps your Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore it's mutter. Dunya de lulav de mishum de lekichaso mitzvah lo tarid. It will be similar to a lulav that because it's a mitzvah, it doesn't distract you. Now, it's a little bit of a funny comparison. Mechaber is saying that you can hold a sitter during Shemoneh Esrei because since it's a tzarach letfilah, it's okay, just like a lulav is okay. Now, lulav is not so pasha. We just saw the ritva gives a funny hesber, a nice hesber, but it's a little mechudishtik, the ritva's hesber. It's funny the mechaber says, do me the lulav. It's very different reasons. The mechaber says the reason for the sitter is because you're doing it for the need of the tfilah. The ritva, just to remind you, in note number 4, the ritva said the reason why you can hold your lulav and esrog, again, not nowadays. Nowadays it will be gaiva, unless you're known as a big tzaddik. But in the olden days, Medina de Gemara, you're allowed to hold your lulav and esrog during Shemoneh Esrei. Why? The ritva says the following in sukkah. Since the mitzvah of lulav is very dear upon you, even though you're distracted from your davening a little bit towards the lulav, mikomokom einu mafana liba levatolo. It's not really a distraction levatolo. Ki tochein shechibuv mitzvah zu. It could be the dearness of this mitzvah of lulav yaski renu lechaven yoseh b'tfila. Your connection, your love for the mitzvah of lulav might help you even have kavana by your davening. So I hear that pshat, but it's not like a sitter. A sitter helps you davening. This, we're trying to explain why it's not a distraction, because it could possibly help. It's just funny, the Mechaber says in Sibbeis that you're allowed to hold a sitter, dumya that you're allowed to hold a lulav and esrog. They seem to be very different reasons why they're both okay. Zokta Rama, umikom makom, im lo haya biyado kodem shehisril. However, if you started davening without a sitter, so we just discussed in the Mishabur that if you get the confused during davening, you forget a halacha, you are allowed to walk to get a sitter or even to ask a shaila. But here the Rama is talking about just time. If you start Shemoneh Esrei without a sitter, and I guess you're not confused, you just want to then get a sitter, he writes, lo yachzir achara b'tfila l'tlo. Then you shouldn't walk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to get a sitter. If you're not confused, if you just started without a sitter, you should continue without the sitter. Elim kein haya b'mokom miyuchat shu muchan. Unless you know for a fact it's in a designated place. Like you shouldn't start going searching for a sitter, but if you know where it is, which usually in a shul we know where it is, you could go and get a sitter if you choose. Oz muter litlo afilu besoch atfilo kedei lehispalo misocho. If you know where the sitter is, it's in a designated place, then you can go during Shemoneh Esrei to get a sitter to continue your Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ches lo yachzir acharav, if you start Shemoneh Esrei, this is going in the Ramah, if you start Shemoneh Esrei without a sitter, you shouldn't go after the sitter afterwards. Mipnei shemitrid, because it's going to distract you going and looking for a sitter. Unless you're distracted already, then it would help you. But if you're not distracted, so why going to get a sitter? That's going to ruin your concentration. V'kosav hataz, duhu adin diyesh lizor l'misha mispalo mitoch hasidr. The same din applies that you should be careful, one who's davening from a sitter, she yirshom tchilo kol hamakomo shetzarech lispalo ba'oso tfila, that he should mark down beforehand all the places that he needs to daven from during that tfila, v'lo yechapes achareyem b'shoshem ispalo, and he shouldn't be searching for them during the Shemoneh Esrei. I picture, you know those siddurim that have for the little kids sometimes, and you look up mincha, and it says, look at Ashrei on page 12, and look for Shemoneh Esrei. There's no mincha, it's three lines. Ashrei page 12, and Shemoneh Esrei page 44. So if you have a siddur like that, where it's spread out, so you want to organize where everything is. Most of our siddurim nowadays have, you know, go to art school siddur, so that everything's there. But if you would have to look up Yalav Yov on a different page, you should mark off, or have some kind of place mark that you can get there earlier, so it shouldn't be a distraction. That's what he's saying. You shouldn't be searching around for where Yalav Yavu is in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. That would cause a pause in Shemoneh Esrei. You won't be having good kavana. The Birke Yosef says this is the minhag of many anshei maisa kisherotzen lomar tefila mechudeshes, when they have to say a mechudesh tika tefila kigon aneinu o kigon v'todienu kishachal yontov b'motzei Shabbos. He's giving two examples. Again, we have it in our sitter, so it's not really a distraction. But if people have to say aneinu, so they make sure they take a marker where the aneinu is going to be, so in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei they can quickly flip there and they don't have to be distracted and pause in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei.
I think a sitter has the same din as a smartphone, or a smartphone has the same din as a sitter. I'm saying it's a dominant.
Maybe. If you're allowed to bring them into shul. Tes lehispalo misocho. So we said, then if you know where the sitter is in a designated place, then you can go it during Shemoneh Esrei in order to go get it, to daven from it. V'nimtza ba'achronim, it appears in the achronim, sha'af b'chazaras hashatz, that even during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, nachon hu she'iya sidr pasuach lefanov, it is appropriate to have the sitter open in front of you. Lios oznov pekuchos amash she'omra hashatz. The sitter should be in front of you, so your ears should be open to what the chazan is saying. Obviously, so you should also look inside. The sitter should be open. Look inside with your eyes. Listen with your ears, so you can follow Chazar Sashatz. That's the end of Siman Tzadi Vav, and that will begin Siman Tzadi Zayin. Says what? Oh, so that's a very, very important point. That's note number 12. I didn't go into it, but Shalim is asking a question. Let's say you do go get a sitter. Should you go back to the original place or not? I skipped it for a reason, but let's look at note number 12, which addresses Shalim's question. So we'll read on number 12, the whole thing. It says, L'chora mash mekan, v'chein l'kamon shemutr lasos kein dafkuk shesidr nitzav b'komo. It's very mashma from the Ramah that you can only go get the sitter when the sitter is in its designated place. V'imkein yesh la'ayin ma'yaseh b'mikr shesidr lo nitzav b'komo. So you have to figure out, let's say the sitter's not there. So then what? V'ein yudel esval b'peh. You don't know the Shemoneh Esrei by heart. So then what's, so l'chora you should also go look for a sitter, because what's the other reitza? So Rechaim Kineski Taka says that if you can't find a sitter, so go look for a sitter. That's pretty obvious, because if you can't daven, you can't daven. So we can't say, don't move, so just stay there. What's that going to accomplish? But the next part of the note is Shlomi's question. After you go get the sitter, because you got distracted in your Shemoneh Esrei, do you go back to the original place? Do you stay over there? So Rechaim Kineski writes, lo mafir lo bekavonas atfila, if it won't be distracting to you, tzarech lihishar lispal shom, stay by the bookcase and daven there. Unless it will throw you up by being in a different place, then you can go back, but ideally you should stay over there. However, he brings down, look what we learned earlier, and I looked this up before because I remember what we learned earlier. What we learned earlier is that if you have to interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei to go out to the bathroom and come back, we had a note that's brought later on that if a person has to pass gas, you move back 4 amos, and then when the smell goes away, you move back up 4 amos, and we said, L'chora hu adin, when you go out to the bathroom and you have to come back, you should go to the same place, and the reason is because you brought the Shekhinah to that place, it's not so nice for the Shekhinah to disappear to a different place. So it seems to be conflicting views, unless you can mechalek somehow when a person switches his location because of the bathroom or because of a bad smell, versus when he's looking for a sitter. I don't know what the chilek would be, but we have these conflicting here things here. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you shouldn't go back to your place, stay where you are. And there we said, Badafka, you should go back to your place. We had conflicting svaros. So that's why I didn't go into it. But once Shleim yes, we'll bring up the different ideas. You can be ma'ayin. If anyone has a mahalach to answer why one case would be different than the other case, I would love to hear it. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Simen Tzadi Zayin Sif Aleph, Lo yigahek, one should not burp. And the Rama explains that, Motzi migufo lepiv, he takes out from his body to his mouth, Neficha mitoch savo, a breath from his fullness. That's describing someone who burps. Velo yifahek, and one should not yawn. And the Rama explains that, Posea piv, he opens his mouth, Vahotzi ruach apeh, to let out some air from his mouth. So one should not burp and one should not yawn during Shmoneh Esrei. V'imtzarech lefahek mitoch ones. It's not always in control to when you're going to yawn. We'll see also when you burp also. But when I was learning this halach, I also yawned. So imtzarech lefahek mitoch ones. If a person has to yawn, you know, by accident in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, yaniach yodo al piv, a person should cover his mouth. Shelo seiro psichoso, so people shouldn't see his mouth wide open. And then the Rama writes, V'yizor shelo yaniach yodo al santero b'shas atfilo. One should be careful not to put his hand on his chin during davening. Tahavi derech gasas haruach. That's a gaivadik way to daven, to be holding your chin. That's gaivadik. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So we said in the Mechaber that if you need to yawn, so we said what you should do, you should cover your mouth. Why don't we say if you need to burp me'ones? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hu adin debegihuk mitoch ones leke isura. So too, if you have to burp be'ones, it's also not an iser. Umad lo nekato, that which the Mechaber doesn't explain that scenario. Efshir, it could be mishum debo leke chiyuv alaniach yado. It could be in that case there is no chiyuv to put your hand over your mouth. She'ein psichas piv rav kolkach. It goes much faster. A yawn is stretched out, so it's proper covet of tefillah to cover your mouth. But a burp which comes out suddenly and it's very quick, so it could be the Mechaber doesn't mention it because there's no inyan in covering your mouth, because by the time you cover your mouth, it could be done. The gamul is man muat ma'od. So A, he says your mouth doesn't open so wide, and two, it goes very fast. Those are two possible reasons why there wouldn't be a requirement to cover your mouth when you are burping during davening. Ma she'en kein b'fihuk, which is not the case when a person yawns, he opens his mouth very wide and it takes longer, and therefore you should cover your mouth with your hands. In note number one, which is in the back of the Sefer, you don't have to turn there, it's a one-liner. He says, at the time when a person is yawning or burping during davening, the Makor Chaim writes, Shelo yamshich lomer tevos me'atfili, you should stop your davening. Like while you're yawning, sometimes you could continue davening. While you're yawning, you could speak sometimes. That would be, I guess, not proper covet. You should not speak the tefillah out while you are yawning or burping, and wait till afterwards. Says in the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Beis, we said you shouldn't put your hand on your chin during davening. That's a gaivadik way. Hainu l'chia tachton. That's the bottom over here, the chin. V'chazon and ha'usin came b'shas ha'zemer mutter. However, chazonim, sometimes they hold their chin. I guess it helps them with their voices to put out their voices better. So for them, it's mutter. L'fi she'enam iskavim l'gassus. Their kavana there is not for gaiva. Elo lahanim es hakol, just to make their voice more beautiful. Aval shalo b'shas hazemer aser. But even for them, if they're not singing at that point, it would be inappropriate to put your hand on your chin. That's a gaivadik way to be during davening. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue mitzvah Shem on Sunday.